Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Welcome back. This is Rick Cernsey, superintendent of Putnam County School District, and I am very honored today to have our principal of the year for 2024, Joe Theobald, who's the principal at QI Roberts, and I'm just so happy to have him here. Earlier today, I actually had one of his teachers who is teacher of the year, Ian Bowes. So I know you'll probably see them at different times, but it's really great to have Joe here, and Joe's got a long history with our school district. He is, grew up in this district, so grew up in this county and has his family here, of course, has been several generations of Theobalds. And so anyway, I want to introduce Joe, and if you don't know him, Joe, give us a little background about yourself and welcome here. Very happy to have you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I grew up here, went to elementary school across the street at Mosley, went to Beasley Middle School. I'm a 1996 graduate at Plaque High School and a former baseball player under Coach Cernsey, from back in the 90s. Had a great time in school. My parents were both administrators. The writing was all on the wall for me when I moved away to go to college. And after Florida State and, kind of studying different things there, I really did. I came back to education. I taught in Atlanta for a brief stint. I taught in Raleigh, North Carolina for a couple years and moved back home to raise a family. And my wife and I and my daughter are back here, and we're all in it. And it's just been it's been wonderful to contribute to my community and the future of other people. That's something that was instilled in me by, of course, my parents, but also definitely my granddad, who believed in contributing to children and making sure that you're better in the youth of the community. So, yeah, it's been wonderful. Living my dream.
That's great. And I've known Joe, like you said, for a long time, knew him in high school, and I know that he's going to be something special. I mean, he had some high sights, and I'm just so proud to see, especially one of our own, come back and give back to our community. And I know since I've been superintendent, Joe has had a number of administrative assignments, and most recently I appointed him the principal at QI Roberts Junior Senior High School. And it was kind of funny. I'll never forget the quote when I took him in there. He says, "You know what? These are my people right here." So, but most recently I talked to Joe, and he says, "You know what? This is really a great place to be." And I think, tell us why that is so. I mean, it's such a great fit there for you. And
it's a fantastic school. We have some great schools in Putnam County, and all the schools do what they do really well. QI is a little bit of a different place because we have kind of we've taken some of the reins off of what we can and can't do. Part of that is based around the curriculum that we do there. We use the Cambridge curriculum from the United Kingdom. Part of it is because of the structures that are in place out at the school, as far as building it solely built around academics, and we're not doing sports, and we have clubs, but, we know that the clubs are going to be tied to our academics. And so we have our students out there who are focused on post-secondary success, whether that be in college or careers or the military service. The focus is not on what are we going to do for these 6 years. It's what are these 6 years going to do for the rest of our lives. And having that focus has been absolutely fantastic. The teachers out there are amazing. Mr. Bowes is again, our teacher of the year for the county. He's done an amazing job. But the instruction across the board, because that is the focus, has been really fascinating. And it's also a place filled with people. When I say my people, if I have 99.9% of something, I'm going to worry about that last tenth of a percent. I might not show it. I might not talk about it, but it's really bothering me. And I am surrounded by a faculty that every day they're trying to figure out that last little thing. And I had a conversation with Mr. Bowes, Mr. Bergen, Matt Bergen, this morning. kind of around the same thing. And we're constantly trying to tweak this last little piece to get the most successful outcomes for our students. And that's why they're my people. We're incredibly motivated. We're ambitious folks. And it's a lot of fun to be around. And sometimes it's not so much fun, but sometimes we worry each other to death. But most of the time, we're just pushing each other, pushing hard, and trying to get the next thing. So,
you know, coincidentally, Joe was on the there was an interview in our local newspaper where Joe was interviewed today. And really, I'm going to let you just elaborate on that some. You know, Joe was talking about trying to increase the enrollment there and trying to really broaden your approach to the students go out there. And I think the message is, and again, I don't want to take words out of your mouth, but, you know, there are room for other students who may not be quote unquote gifted or the top of their class or that type thing. So can you elaborate on that? Because I think this would be a good platform to kind of share that message.
Absolutely. So we're trying to balance two things. We are in the top 10 in all high schools in the state of Florida. And when you look at the list that we're on that list with, those are schools in major metropolitan areas with a lot of resources. They can cast a really wide net, and they have an application process just like ours. And if you look at Stanton Prep or some of these other schools in these large cities, that application process is going to require that the students be the top of their class. You know, we're not going to take you out of this program where you're the top of the class unless, you know, that top of the class is pretty competitive, and bring you into our magnet program. QI is a lot different from that. What we do is we ask that students be on grade level. From the state's perspective, if you are level 3 in 6th grade, if you're reading on grade level, if you can do the math, if you can do one really well and the other not as much, we want you. Because we have, and I can show you years worth of data where we see these kids who have good solid skills, good decent work ethic, and they go from being on grade level, average what the state expects as a bare minimum, to being college bound, 100% graduation rate, 100% college acceptance rate. And because of that culture of we're going to be better and better and better, we keep getting better results. I want more and more people to come in because I do feel like it's an amazing program, and we want to impact as many kids as we can fit. We want to bring in kids. I told you years ago that my goal at that school is to force you to build me a new building. We're not there yet because I need to fill it up more and more and more. And I want to bring in as many students as possible so that they can have that wonderful experience. One of the other things that we haven't really shared, but we took that cohort of students, which is a mixture of, yes, absolutely gifted and talented kids, all the way through to students who are basically on reading on grade level. And as they've gone through over the last 6 years, our current senior class, 25% of them just got accepted to the University of Florida. That's
wow.
The most prestigious state university in the country. And 25% of our senior class got accepted there. Of the kids who applied, only about half of our class applied, 50% of them got in. So if you want to go to the University of Florida and you know, that's the pathway that you want to take, we're the place. You know, they're going to get their Bright Future Scholarship. Around 75 to 80% of our students every year get their Bright Future Scholarship, which will pay their tuition in college. So not only are they going where they want to go, it's also going to get paid for while they're at it. And it's because of that specialized program that we have out there with Cambridge that they're able to do those things. So, yeah, I mean, yes, bring me as many students as we can.
Well, and again, just for parents who may not be familiar with this, as they earn these ACE credits, AICE credits, it's actually they're actually working towards their AA degree. Is that correct?
Yes. So they will get college credits for each one of these that they pass.
Right.
It's very similar to how AP works. We have dual enrollment opportunities at the school. We have an Embry-Riddle Aeronautics program, so students can take dual enrollment courses right there on campus. And we certainly have students who take dual enrollment at St. John's and at Santa Fe. There are lots of opportunities to earn college credits as you go along. We even offer a few courses that are advanced placement, so they take the test. Mr. Bose teaches advanced placement, pre-calc, and calculus. So they can take those exams as well and get those college credits. So it's a great pathway not only to get your tuition paid for, but have a big chunk of what you need to do done before you even
hit. And they could literally leave QI and go right into the University of Florida or another four-year school as a junior.
Yeah, well, and they could do that, and they're going to be set up. The most important thing to me is that when they get to the University of Florida, mm-hmm. they're going to stay there because right. they're not going to call up after a semester and say, this is too much. Our students have a remarkable amount of success. There's a study that came out of Florida State where they see kids who have gone through this program, Cambridge specifically here in Florida, compared to dual enrollment, compared to AP, and when they get to college, their GPAs are consistently higher than any other students because the program itself is so very specifically designed to prepare them to be successful at college.
You know, Ian talked about just that topic, and he talked about how valuable it is for students to have that rigorous education, yet be in a somewhat comfortable environment where they feel like they can fail and they have that safety net there. Mm-hmm. When you go off to college, of course, that's going to be pretty rigorous. You may not have the same safety net or support that mm-hmm. you might have at QI. So I think that's well said. That and again, for those students who, you know, have a level three who you're really trying to encourage to come out, to me, that gives them an opportunity to really flourish and be around students who are planning on going to a four-year school. So I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the quote, show me your five friends and I'll show you your future. And that, to me, is a benefit as a parent, is that my child is surrounded by other students who want to go on to college, who are thinking about their future long-term and not short-term. And so, yeah, I completely agree that it's just that culture of academic success that we
well, have. And your QI, I guess, vision statement is excellence in all endeavors.
Excellence in all endeavor, yes,
yeah.
sir.
So we want them to be successful and to have, you know, and again, that focus on academics. But there are clubs and organizations that they can do out there. So let me turn the table back on you again.
Okay.
You know, being the principal of the year is a huge honor, I think, that will go with you for a long time. And, you know, you'll be able to probably meet with other principals of the year and really – that's going to be a valuable experience too. But tell me, again, being objective, why do you think this year Joe Theobald was picked as principal of the year? And again, and I know you want to give the credit to the people around you and all that, but just talk about what are some things about this year.
Well, I kind of figure if you stick around for 14 years, they run out of everybody else to give it to. Now, honestly, this past year, last year, when we met as a faculty, I told everybody this was the spot. Like, this is the moment we've been waiting for. We are going to overcome these other schools. The year before that, I think we ranked around 42nd, 43rd in the state. And I told them because of the shift to new standards that I was seeing from the state, this was our opportunity to overpass everyone else. Because the new standards, especially in reading, are so very much aligned to what we do in our Cambridge program, that our kids should see this as like, wait a second, we know how we're doing this all the time. We can really do well in this. So we had this talk. We got our knights on our shirts from last year. Is like this guy on a horse and he's coming at you. And that's what I told him. Like, we're chasing people down at this point. And so we set it out as a goal to be, a top 20 school in the state. And people took that, not that they needed a lot of motivation. I told you, we're fired up, ambitious people. But they took that and they ran with it, and I think that closing those numbers down was probably what really would be the thing that I'd say why this year. Closing those numbers down, getting, you know, 90% of our points possible from the state. Our 10th grade ELA scores, we had 96% of our 10th graders pass the state-required mm-hmm. exam so that they make sure they have everything that they need to graduate, which outranked almost every school in the state. Mm-hmm. So very proud of Mr. Bergen and Mr. Belcher for the job that they did with that. So I think that would probably, if I had to point at one thing, I think that it would be a kind of a marked jump in our data that kind of was outside of my control, but I saw an opportunity and I said, let's go, let's jump
so
on
it's
this.
Really kind of the timing of everything coming together.
Absolutely.
Like you said, with the standards. And you know, to your credit, you have a tremendous faculty out there, and I know you've hired a number of them. Some of them have been there probably when you were there. Mm-hmm. But again, all that's coming together, and I think it has to do with, you know, the longevity of you been there. This is how many years?
This is my fifth.
Fifth year, so.
Fifth of 20, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're working towards.
So. So that's pretty cool. I think you really created a lot of consistency there, and it's definitely showing now. So tell me what's in Joe Theobald's future as far as the next 5 and 10 years. And
well, I just told you that I would honestly, I would love to continue to do what we're doing at QI Roberts. My daughter's there. She's an eighth grade student. It would be a dream come true that I wouldn't have ever dreamed to stand on the stage and have her roll her eyes at me as she walks across the stage.
I've done that a few times myself. It's kind of neat.
It seems like an amazing thing. But even beyond that, you know, just the work that's done out there and the work that continues to need to be done, because every year we have to reload and be ready to do it again. And I think that's the most important thing for me right now. And I think that would be what I'd love to see in my future.
You know, you've been in the business, and Ian and I were talking about this earlier today, but, you know, and he's starting to be around long enough where he sees us too. But have you seen some of your former students, whether the ones you taught or the ones that, you know, you were an administrator of the school, have you seen them come back? And can you maybe name one that sticks to you, sticks in your mind right now?
I have two former students on campus with me. So Courtney Rogers is our ag teacher and our FFA sponsor. And Shelby Cotrer is our Spanish teacher. And, well, she was Shelby Cotrer when she was a kid. She's Shelby Finlater now. She is our Spanish 1 teacher. And, I have experienced that age.
That's a great feeling. It just shows how old you're getting, I guess.
That's what it says.
But especially the graduates that you have, it's going to be really neat for a lot of them to come back. And we hope they come back because we celebrate them, especially these people who are top in their field to come back. Whether they come back here or not, we want them to be successful. And to me, that's going to be a credit to you and the school and all that you've done. So, absolutely. Joe, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. And I mean that because I knew you were when you were in high school, and I know your family well. So I think that's kind of the same feeling I have, is seeing you be successful gives me that feeling too. So I want to thank you for being here, and just look forward to great things happening to QI.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to say how proud I am of you. I think the job you have done as superintendent is very underappreciated. Just having worked here for as long as I have, but honestly, my entire life, I have been a part of the Putnam County School District, and the job you've done over the last 8 years has been astounding.
I appreciate that.
We are an ambitious district, and it's because of your leadership.
I appreciate that. So good things to come, and I'm just proud of everything going on. So with that, Joe, thank you again, and we'll see you on our next broadcast.